ordinary actor would indicate the cold by shivering, wrapping his arms around himself, and blowing into his freezing hands.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't actually be feeling the cold, which would mean that the audience probably wouldn't feel it either.
Talking of Oscar winners, Nicholas, tell us about some of the best method actors.
Well, let's look at the men first. One actor who goes even further than the use of sense memory is three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. Day-Lewis is known for immersing himself in every role he plays.
Mm-hmm.
In My Left Foot, he played the severely disabled Irish writer Christy Brown. During filming, the crew had to feed him in his wheelchair, and he learned to put a record onto a record player with his foot.
Wow.
A couple of years later, he spent several months living in the wild in preparation for another movie, Last of the Mohicans.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012's Lincoln, he walked and talked like Abraham Lincoln the whole of the time that the movie was being shot.
What about female actors, Nicholas?
Probably the best example of a female actor who made a superhuman effort to enter her part is Charlize Theron in the movie Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Before Monster came out, we were used to seeing Ms. Theron playing superficial female parts, requiring a woman with a pretty face, which is what made her transformation into the serial killer in Monster so shocking. Ms. Theron put on nearly 30 pounds in order to play the role, and anybody who has seen the movie will tell you, she is one of the scariest murderers who has ever hit the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprisingly, she won the Oscar for Best Actress that year.
Yes, I remember that one. And I remember Charlize Theron being terribly convincing. Thank you for joining us, Nicholas, and explaining method acting to us. Next on the program, we're going to talk about...
File 7B, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Today, we're trying to answer the question, what makes a good actor? Our next guest is drama teacher Nicholas Whitby. He's going to tell us a little bit about method acting. Hello, Nicholas, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Lily.
So, Nicholas, what exactly is method acting?
Well, method acting is the technique that actors use to create in themselves the thoughts and feelings of their characters. Different actors use different techniques to do this, but the original technique involves doing a series of sense memory exercises.
Sense memory? What's that?
Well, a memory is a situation that you have a recollection of, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, a sense memory is the recollection of the sensations you experienced during that situation.
Oh.
Method actors use this sense memory to help them recreate a particular emotion in front of the camera. They have to do exercises to make this work effectively.
What kind of exercises?
Well, what most of them do is to focus on the particular situation in the past until the sensations they experienced come back to them.
Oh.
They do this in sessions of 15 minutes or so until they can reproduce their feelings automatically.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if a movie is set in the North Pole, the actor needs to show that he is really cold. So he does his sense memory exercise to help him remember a time when he experienced intense cold. Then he can convince the audience that he is really cold.
Do all actors do these sense memory exercises?
No, they don't, Lily. Method acting can mean the difference between an Oscar-winning actor and an ordinary actor.
Oh.
Going back to our scene in the North Pole, an ordinary...